Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
I took on perpetrators of all kinds. Predators who abused women, fraudsters who ripped off consumers, cheaters who broke the rules for their own gain. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type.
I'll tell you, just my opinion, she's killing it with her her teleprompter speeches. Killing it. Well-delivered. Crowd loving it. Biggest crowd, bigger crowd than Biden has ever had. She had, so just initially there's enthusiasm to come see her. And then she's really performing well. I don't know. First of all, we got to wait to hear her when she's, you know, off the cuff, see if she's improved in that area or not. But I wonder if during her vice presidential career, she just was so, I don't care. I'm the vice president. Nobody cares what I have to say. I have to go speak to the National Women's something or other on a Tuesday afternoon. Nobody's going to watch. It doesn't make any difference. I just don't care.
Right, and exactly. She has a job that famously was described as not worth a bucket of warm poop.
And she was just like barely going through the motions. Like I have, because I have that problem. If I don't care about something, I'm really bad at it. And I wonder if maybe that was just it, and now all of a sudden she cares because she might actually could be president of the United States. Anywho, the media fawning she's getting is practically unprecedented. It might be even beyond what Obama got in the early days. Because it took a while from the media to shift from, remember, Hillary was the presumptive, she's going to be the nominee. I mean, it's not even a question. Then Obama joined in and is like, whoa, wait a second. What are you doing challenging Hillary, our woman? And it took a while. And then, and then the fawning was really something at some point. But, man, the way the media has turned on a dime on Kamala Harris and the whole Harris-Biden thing is absolutely amazing. One pundit writing, and I don't know who this person is, but the whole last 5 weeks has been so strange in viewing the left. Collective lying, that's about the, you know, how bad Joe Biden's brain was up until the debate.
Some great examples of that coming up. Stay with us.
Followed by terrified hysteria at being found out after the debate. Followed by a hysteria of relief for a politician none of them ever voted for before. People reacting as a herd rather than as individuals, yes. Went from, like, no interest in Kamala Harris, and everybody saying out loud or behind the scenes, well, the reason we can't dump Biden is because she's so terrible. But,
right?
But as soon as she becomes the nominee, it's so she is fantastic. She is the savior. The fact that her campaign poster has got that same Obama look, whatever you call that kind of art, she adopted the exact same hope poster. She just put her face on it instead of Barack Obama.
Sure.
And the media is treating her the same way. Crowd last night chanting lock him up about Trump after she did her whole prosecutor act. So you got that happening. And then also in terms of the way the media is like rewriting history before our very eyes, and I'm stealing this one from Jonah Goldberg's Twitter feed, the way a lot of the mainstream media is talking heads are talking cavalierly about Biden's extremely successful presidency, the most amazing first term anybody's ever had, as if everyone knows and agrees with it. Makes you want to ask the question, then why the hell is he so amazingly unpopular? Why did he have the lowest approval rating of any president in modern history? 34% in the last poll, driven out by his own party. Why? What?
May God forgive me for using the term, but it is obvious gaslighting. It is the definition of gaslighting. Oh, an incredibly popular and successful president, Jim. You're right, Joe. So popular and successful. Yeah, come on. Unbelievable.
So
ridiculous.
That brings us to this polling, which I find absolutely amazing, because, again, that is the narrative, and everybody's just swallowing it up on center and center-left media that his first term was better than most people's two terms. It's amazing. He'll go down as one of the most consequential presidents in history, and we talked all about that on Monday. Well, that's not what the American people think, according to the latest poll. 50% of Americans think Joe Biden will be remembered as below average or one of the worst presidents in U.S. history. 50%. Then you got 23% who say about average. So you get up to three quarters of about average down to worst president in history.
Yeah, yeah.
So once again, same as with does his brain work? The mainstream media can try to tell you something, but the people ain't buying it.
Well, and given the incredibly harsh level of mistrust of the media, I don't have those stats in front of me, but, I mean, it's like 11% of Americans trust the mainstream media. I think they're much less influential than they give themselves credit for. So go ahead and do your rapid, hypocritical, ridiculous about-face and tell us what we all ought to be thinking, but nobody's buying it.
So the thing that is going to perhaps pop the balloon that is Kamala Harris right now is the reality of her record. Of course, I'm making an assumption here that people care about policy. Do people care about policy?
I think they care about it enough that it will have a significant effect, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the giant Trump or not Trump question remains probably question number one in most voters' minds. But yeah, the policy absolutely matters.
As I heard one of my favorite pundits say yesterday, either side could get 45% with a tree stump. That's just where we are with our politics. You could have announced a tree stump from Idaho is the Democratic candidate, and they would have started at 45%.
And from Idaho. That's an interesting choice of tree stumps, Jack, as Idaho is safely red. He'll need to nominate a vice tree stump who can help carry the swing states.
Right. And the same on the right. And then you got 10% in between that. That will decide on all kinds of different reasons, some of them smart, some of them very, very stupid, on who the president's actually going to be.
What would be the VP choice of a tree stump? A pile of leaves, maybe?
I think a shrub.
I'm nominating as my pile of leaves this pile of leaves in Pennsylvania. Oh, that was a good choice, Jim.
I feel like a shrub was a DEI pick, Jim. Just trying to get the shrub vote. But here's an ad that somebody who's running for office put together, and you're going to hear lots of stuff like this, trying to tear down Kamala Harris, reminding people who she is. One of the clips in here includes a visual pointing out that Kamala Harris was the most liberal senator in the Democratic Party. To the left of Bernie, who's a socialist, like he says it out loud, socialist, not just right-wing talking points. He calls himself a socialist. She's to the left of Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. I don't know how many people remember that. Or maybe they do. But anyway, this ad is long, but it's pretty devastating, I think.
Kamala Harris is inspiring and very capable. The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her abilities.
Democratic nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator.
I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
Would you ban offshore drilling?
Yes.
What is the solution for voters in the fossil fuel industry?
Giving the workers an ability to transition.
We're not going to treat people who are undocumented cross borders criminals. That's correct.
Raise your hand if you think it should be a civil offense rather than a crime to cross the border without documentation.
Abolish ICE.
Yeah, is that a position you agree with?
And we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
Outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Would you support changing the dietary guidelines?
The food pyramid. What people
yes. Yes.
To reduce red meat specifically.
Yes.
People who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
So for people out there who like their insurance, well, they don't get to keep it.
Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
I am opposed to any policy that would deny any human being public health, period.
The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her ability.
Is there a single position she has that is the majority position? I don't think so.
From that ad.
I don't think there's a single one that's majority favorable.
No, I don't think so either.
With some of them being I don't think any human being should be denied health care.
Mm-hmm.
So you want free health care for illegals. Okay. Run on that, lady.
Yeah. Well, and the idea of running to the left, then tacking back toward the center for the general election is time-honored, and the right does the same thing. But time matters. It matters if you were running way to the left in March, but then you've been moderate, really, since June, and it's October, and we're all getting serious about paying attention. That passage of time matters, because the memories grow vague. But if 2 weeks ago you heard her advocating for, defunding the police and demolishing ICE and free health care for illegals and ending all drilling and the rest of it, no, that's going to stick in people's minds.
My, on the other hand, though, is I don't know if anybody voted for Joe Biden because of who he was or his positions. He just wasn't Donald Trump. 81 million people were so enthused to not have Donald Trump be president, they voted for whoever it was. And she might be that.
Yeah, although I think you're glossing over the fact that Biden had a candy coating of, I'm an old-time moderate, I'm no radical, I'm old Joe, Scranton Joe, you know me, come on,
right.
That she can't claim. No candy coating, the bitter pill of Kamala's policies will immediately sear our tongues.
No, she would have to put in a lot of work to try to come off as anything other than a San Francisco radical. That's what
right.
Newt Gingrich called her on a Zoom call I was on last night. She is a San Francisco radical.
And while I would agree that the early excitement for her is notable in the Democratic Party, the days when she has to answer to that stuff off script are coming in a hurry. So, let's wait for a few more innings to pass.
Who's going to ask her? Is she going to sit down for any tough interviews? She's going to have all the media giving her softball questions, unless she goes on Fox or somewhere.
Interesting question. I don't know. We'll have to see. So many of the traditional bets are off about
right.
the number of debates.
I just
who's going
like,
to hold on
just,
the rest of it?
I feel like people need to set their mouth for the most fawning coverage they've ever seen, and that's saying something.
So, speaking of the dishonesty of the media, a notable conversation was had the other day. A couple of media heavyweights in a podcast in which they admitted what they've been doing for the last several years in terms of Joe Biden's senility. We'll get to that in their own damned words.
Cool. And Tesla took a huge hit. And the whole electric car industry is in a an interesting state. We could hit some of those numbers, among other things, on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Today we're constantly taking photos and videos to remember our favorite moments. But what about those captured before the smartphone? What about the memories tucked away on aging VHS tapes, film reels, or in fading photos? These cherished memories are fading away with time, vulnerable to threats like heat, moisture, and mold. But fear not. There's a solution to safeguard your legacy. Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Nick. Together we founded Legacy Box over a decade ago with one mission, to bring your memories into the 21st century.
It's time to bid farewell to old tapes you can't watch and faded photos. Legacy Box transforms them into digital treasures, ready to share with a click.
Just like magic, your shoebox of memories is now safely stored in the cloud or on a thumb drive.
Over a million families have trusted Legacy Box, so you can rest assured your priceless moments are in good hands.
Don't let your childhood fade away on old tapes. It's time to digitize those priceless moments.
Fast forward into the digital age. Visit legacybox.com/audio and unlock 50% off your order. That's legacybox.com/audio.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So a friend of mine has been sending me these Instagram clips from this woman who has some followers, but not a ton. She's a single mom in Oklahoma who just happens to do a pretty good Kamala Harris impersonation. Black woman. And and I hope she catches on, because her life story is good and sounds a little challenging, and it'd be cool. I've been pushing her out, hoping she ends up on SNL or something, because she does a good Kamala. Anyway, this is from last week after J.D. Vance got the nod. This is Kamala Harris calling J.D. Vance.
Hey, J.D. Hey, this is Mamala at the White House. How are you? I'm good, good. Listen, I just wanted to touch base and see if you wanted to dig down deeper to a debate with me. Yeah, hey, by the way, I'm wearing a black suit, and my pronouns are was, were, for after the 2024 election. At first, when I heard that you got nominated, I was like, do not come. Do not come. And then I was like, oh, this might be a little fun. It's been the significance of the passage of time since I've had a debate. Yeah. I'm speaking. Let's not bring up Joe's debate. That was horrible. It was horrible. I don't know about you, but I am ready to press on to the future, unburdened by what has been. Yeah? Hey, do me a favor. Don't bring up the border during the debate. That's a sore subject. All right, I gotta go. The streets be calling. I'm just kidding. Okay. Okay.
I like all the catchphrases she threw in there. The classic, yeah. Don't come. Remember when she did that on the border? What's your message? Don't come.
Oh, right.
Right. That's what that was.
What a pathetic moment in American history that was.
Right. I love that.
Yeah, says the cartels. We're going to go ahead and come with thousands of people and enrich ourselves. Thank you.
Could you do me a favor? Don't bring up the border.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, Axios is out today with an article saying Trump is claiming that Kamala Harris was the border czar. Fact check, she was not the border czar. And then there's a link in this particular piece to an Axios article showing the day when Joe Biden put her in charge of the border. Okay, they didn't use the term border czar. Fine! That's not the point! She was in charge of the border! Good Lord. Fact check. Well, give me a break.
Well, their fact check goes on to point out that she was appointed to deal with or tasked with dealing with the underlying causes. And even if you were to buy that 100%, the underlying causes are like there needs to be better agriculture in Venezuela and like flood controls in Ecuador and decades long reforms of government and the business climate in Central and South America. I mean, it would take decades to get it straightened out. And the idea that, and meanwhile, we'll leave the border wide open is just an idiotic policy. So even if you're right on the fact, you're wrong in effect.
Well, their own headline back in March 24th of 2021 was Biden puts Harris in charge of border crisis.
So you'll forgive us if we misunderstood based on your rather straightforward headline.
Yeah. Okay. So she wasn't called the czar. Fine. Anyway.
Good luck with that crap. Politics, the good news is the vast majority of Americans aren't buying that crap.
No, you're
right. Politics
yeah,
is stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid and demoralizing.
Do me a favor. Don't bring up the border. It's kind of a sore subject. Yeah.
So the security at the Olympics in Paris, woo, dog. I mean, it's going to be serious. Keeping in mind
really?
That Paris had a number of horrific terrorist attacks through the 2010s and early 2020s.
Right. They've got the Islamic fundamentalist problem going there.
Yeah, they've got a huge population of angry Muslims who don't give a damn about France and are not fans of Western civilization in general.
Wow. Okay, that'll be something to watch.
Armstrong and Getty.
You've heard me talk a long time about the great cell phone service I get from Pure Talk, my cell phone company, versus the cost of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. Now, you hear just $20 a month, you get unlimited talk, text, plenty of data, and you're thinking, all right, what is the catch? There's no way Pure Talk can offer the same cell service that cheap. Well, I say just ask thousands of my fellow listeners who have made the switch like me. They are loving that they're on America's most dependable 5G network, the same cell towers, same 5G network, and you pay, on average, less than $1,000 a year per family. Anyway, what are you waiting for? It's time to start supporting companies that share your values, like creating American jobs and supporting our veterans. It's time to make the switch today with no contract, 30-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. Dial #250, use the keyword save now. You'll save 50% off your first month. #250, keyword save now, and start saving now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Laux Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
As I said yesterday, it's our belief that America is ready for a little break in this whole nonstop presidential election thingy, and I'm hoping the Olympics can be that over the next 2 weeks. That'd be perfect if, you know, people sit down and watch some Olympics at night and think about that. Yeah. I mean, because we can't be at this pace for 104 more days, obviously.
Right, and I just think there's probably an optimal amount of your bandwidth that you spend on politics that I spend on politics. And beyond that, it gets to be unhealthy. And
sure.
Just, you know, yeah. Everybody's identity is tied up in their politics in a way that's never been true.
Nope.
I mean, maybe short of the Civil War. Our government should not be that big a part of our lives. And I think in a weird way, when we become so obsessed with politics, we're more tolerant of more government intrusion. You know what I mean?
Well, there's also when you've had an assassination attempt and a resignation, basically, like two of the biggest things in the history of the country, the story arc gets a little tough. I mean,
yeah.
What are they gonna? Then one of them needs to have a baby or something. I don't know what you do for the next act to keep people's attention.
Jump a shark, as it were. All right, more politics next segment. We're not going to talk about that here. I got a lot to say, but not here. Speaking of the Olympics or needing a break from politics, we were out to dinner, Judy and I, last night with a couple of other couples, and all looking forward to the Olympics. And you know, I like the swimming. I guess I root for the Americans. I'm excited about the BMX bike races. I really enjoy watching that. And then the track and field comes after. I guess where's the gymnastics? Is that like? It doesn't matter. Check your local listings. But I thought this was interesting. Paris is turning into an open air fortress, rolling out the largest peacetime security operation in the country's history to protect athletes, residents, and the more than 10 million visitors they expect during the Olympic Games.
Wow, 10 million.
Well, Paris is one of the great tourist places on Earth already.
Right, but I've never understood people. I've never been to Paris. Maybe I'll go someday, but if I went, I wouldn't go during the Olympics. Seems like the worst time to, like, experience what Paris is like, but that's just me.
Yeah, if you're going to Paris during the Olympics, go to do the Olympics,
yeah.
And it happens to be in Paris. Yeah, I think trying to do both would be crazy. But anyway, and it's easier for Jack and I to picture some of this stuff, having just been to the convention in Milwaukee, the idea of square mile after square mile cordoned off by this steel security fencing and more cops and in the case of France, soldiers than you've ever seen in your life. But some of the stats are amazing. Officials say as many as 45,000 police, 10,000 soldiers, and 22,000 private security guards will keep watch at the Paris Olympics. It spans the heart of the city, including the waters of the Seine, the big river that runs through Paris, because that's being used for events. Not only do they have I'm using gestures here with my arms as if you can see me. Not only do they have like a big, giant, like weirdly not round, mushroomy shape of the city that's going to be the security zone, but along the river for, it looks to be a couple of miles in every direction. And so it's like this weird blob in the middle of the city and then two arms going along the river that are going to be armed camps as well.
So when the German team marches in, will the military people just lay down their arms and put their hands up immediately? Or is that the way that works?
Oh, wow. I got to take a knee. That was inappropriate on half a dozen different levels. Place de la Concorde, the city's largest public square, is set up for BMX bike races. Yes. Skateboarding.
Yeah, my son wants to watch it.
Boys will love that. And break dancing, which turns out to be a French addition to the games. France just catching on to breakdancing. What next? New wave music, France? Please, bunch of cheese-eating breakdancing monkeys. Sand-covered beach volleyball courts are going up in front of the Eiffel Tower.
My hatred of beach volleyball.
It's an exquisite exemplar of the athleticism that's something-something in bikinis.
I do not get the obsession with beach volleyball. I do not.
More events in bikinis, not less. Huh? Archers will loose arrows on the grassy esplanade by the Invalides, a 17th century military complex that houses Napoleon's tomb and presumably Napoleon's bones.
I'd forgotten. For a week, every time I flip on the TV wanting to watch something, it'll be beach volleyball. Yeah. I guess I'll have to go to the tertiary channels. Luckily, I'm a subscriber to Peacock because I subscribe to all of them.
Meanwhile, straight guys will be watching the beach volleyball.
Pathetic reason to watch a sport.
If you want to watch porn, watch porn. It's everywhere. France's plan to conduct the games at locales around the city is intended to demonstrate that Western democracies, for all their tumult, can host a monumental event accessible to the public. They mentioned the security challenge is immense, as the scale of the contest is expected to draw 10,500 athletes from 190 countries, 100 or so world leaders.
How many individual people would live in Paris who would like to see violence happen in the name of Allah? It'd be a lot.
If you're adding in the suburbs of Paris, in the tens of thousands.
Yeah, it'd be
hundreds
a lot of people that
maybe.
Even if they wouldn't do it, they would approve of it.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's something. That wouldn't be true in an American city.
Yeah, and I think, and we've mentioned this in various contexts through the years, the post 9/11 reckoning with how compatible fundamentalist Islam is with the West is not over. There was a lull there. It is absolutely still a critical question. Ask a Euro about that, especially you progressives who look to Europe for an example in, you know, whatever, socialized health care and 16 weeks of paternity leave when your wife has a kid or whatever. Or I suppose a man could have a child, a birthing person. But Europe is now getting openly discussing the fact that a lot of these people hate everything about our society. They said so in advance and we brought them in anyway. Now what do we do?
Is it true they're going to light the torch by having Macron shot out of a cannon with a flaming rose in his mouth?
That is absolutely true, yes.
Crosses the torch and then lands in his old lady wife's arms.
Wow. Authorities are preparing for potential attacks by Islamist militants as well as state-sponsored sabotage originating in Russia or Iran, according to French officials. And the various wars have magnified those threats, according to Western officials and security experts. As a guy who traveled in Europe over the last Christmas break, I will tell you, the whole Ukraine war deal is top of mind. Especially because, you know, like when we were in Budapest, it's like, yeah, it's happening there in like 230 miles. Or I can't remember what the mileage was, but it wasn't a lot. It was like, you know, San Francisco to L.A. away. France is mobilizing nearly three times as many security personnel as the number deployed for the London Olympics, the last one held in Europe, which was a few years back. You got your bomb-sniffing dogs. The U.S. is sending a bunch of bomb-sniffing dogs. Apparently, we lead the world in that. And the thorniest security challenge, they say, will be protecting the opening ceremony on Friday, expected to be the most attended Olympics kickoff in modern history. A four-mile parade of boats will carry the Olympic athletes. That's right. A four-mile boat parade on the Seine will carry Olympic athletes who traditionally march through much more easily protected stadiums. And authorities estimate the ceremony will draw 300,000 spectators to see the boat parade in the stadium park.
I sure hope there aren't any sloped roofs around, because obviously if a sniper gets up there, there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, no. I've seen photos of Paris. It's full of sloped roofs, so there's nothing that can be done. Well, I certainly wish the French luck for all of our French mockery. A four-mile boat parade in the current atmosphere is bold.
Yeah, cool. Well, you know, I don't know. You got to balance this. It's like I hate the Secret Service coming out yesterday and saying Trump shouldn't do any more outdoor rallies. I mean, there are some things you have to do to accommodate the realities of the world. But, man, you don't want to adjust too much for the evildoers as opposed to up your game so that they can't pull it off.
Exactly. I am always drawn back to the British example during the Blitz, during World War II, when the word is keep calm and carry on. If you're going to go out to coffee today, go to coffee. Don't let the Germans bomb us into terror. Live your life. Show defiance. I love that. And it's worth mentioning this. French security forces are facing the challenge of keeping tabs on, to Jack's point, thousands of suspected Islamist extremists and people who have been convicted of terror offenses since the deadly attacks in the country by Islamist militants in 2015 and 2016. They have thousands of known convicted Islamist militants in France.
Yeah. Again, I hope they don't have access to a ladder, a gun, and a sloped roof. Because there's nothing you can do if someone has that.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping the French are a little better at that than our crappy, crappy former Secret Service director.
Speaking of securing things, how about securing your own home? SimpliSafe is the way to go there. Maybe you're going to be out of town the rest of this summer for a while and you're worried about your house. You don't have to near as much with SimpliSafe if you got that, like I do. 24/7 protection. Best home security systems in America by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running, and it's about a dollar a day, which is amazing.
You know, it makes sense when you think about it that burglaries peak in the summertime because people are traveling, et cetera, and during daylight hours. We all picture the nighttime burglary, but it's much more common that they'll knock on the door, nobody's home, and they bust in your back window. Well, with SimpliSafe Home Security, you got your Fast Protect monitoring and Live Guard protection, and SimpliSafe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm and can even see, speak to, and discourage intruders, stopping them in their tracks. Never a long-term contract. Cancel any time. Pricing is transparent and affordable at less than $1 a day with no hidden fees ever. Check it out. Protect your home this summer with 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/Armstrong. Simplisafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Speaking of the sloped roof, have you seen one of those new videos that came out yesterday? I think it was a body cam footage of one of the officers. He's up on the roof. He's up on the roof. This is shortly after dude has been shot. The body is still there and there's blood running along while they're talking. I mean, they're walking around talking about what happened. Dead near assassin is still on the roof, but the roof is barely sloped. I mean, it's not a good excuse. If it's a peaked roof, you still have to figure it out, but it's barely sloped at all. I mean, you can tell from the video, the guy's standing there. He's kind of leaning a little bit because the roof is barely sloped.
Well, that 72-year-old congressman clambering around there the other day. I mean, that's all you need to know. That excuse slash explanation, whatever the hell she was trying to say, will stand. That is on the Mount Rushmore of awful, idiotic excuses, perhaps in all of human history.
I can't believe that she thought that was going to help her cause last week when she was running from any questions and trying to avoid the hearing and everything, and she put out that statement. Unbelievable. And I didn't watch the hearing, which has been described as, John Potthertz of New York Post said, it's the worst he's seen in 40 years, and he's watched thousands of hours of these. And he pointed out one on his podcast, I hadn't seen this part, where she was being asked about, you know, when the guy climbed up versus when the sniper and the blah, 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 and Trump went on stage and everything. She said, you know, I haven't had access to the timeline. I'm not really sure the timeline of all this. Done. We're done. After a week, you don't know the timeline. What?
Wow.
What?
That either speaks to her incredible incompetence or the utter, you know, dysfunction of her agency. Which,
wow.
You know,
I guess
different sides of the same coin.
I don't know the timeline at this point. A week later, and
you're literally the only person who doesn't, sweetheart. I can show you a bunch of videos.
Oh, yeah, the New York Times has it if you'd like to read it, or the Washington Post, or CNN, or practically everybody. Everybody's got it on their phone, the entire timeline. There's video, there's views from above, from whatever angle you want.
The clicking, ticking clocks, yeah, timeline, yeah,
Wow.
Have you heard of YouTube, my darling?
And so, was she that bad at her job as she was at handling hearings and everything, and she still was 24 hours before she resigned.
Well, what's the alternative? She was excellent at her job and just came off as a bumbling, moronic buffoon at the hearing.
But the reason I wanted to bring that up again, aside from the fact that I saw the video with the so-called sloped roof, was bureaucracies and their willingness to do anything to keep from being damaged or anybody lose their job. Mayorkas coming out and saying, I have 100% confidence, is the worst thing I can possibly imagine hearing out of a government official if you want anybody to have any belief in the idea of a federal government.
Exhibit one of the dishonesty of the mainstream media coming up in a minute. This is devastating.
Cool. That's on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's. And graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start August 14th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics, life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Redding. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, open Tuesday through Saturday.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The president has been able to do to the child every day for the past 3 years. And let's not forget, he is also leading a historic presidency, which is also important to note in everything that we've been able to do. He's been able to get done over the past 3 years.
KJP responding to allegations that the president's brain is addled. Go on, KJP.
He is sharp. He is on top of things. When we have meetings with him, with his staff, he's constantly pushing us, trying to get more information. And so that has been my experience with this president.
Okay, she works for the guy. But what of the major media, like Jake Tapper, who's more reasonable than a lot of them, in a conversation with Lara Trump?
I think what we see on stage with Joe Biden, Jake, is very clearly a cognitive decline.
Okay.
That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
It's so amazing. It's so amazing to me
and try and figure out an answer.
A cognitive decline.
Well, you're trying to tell me that what I was suggesting was.
I think that you were mocking his stutter. I think you were mocking his stutter, and I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline. I would think. That somebody in the Trump family would be more sensitive to people who do not have medical licenses.
Okay, I think we've gotten the idea.
Do we know when that was?
I was just going to ask for a date on that. The KJP stuff was in February of this year, which was, I believe, the same month the poll came out that 86% of Americans said he's not mentally up to another term. 86%. And Jake Tapper's out there, well, where do you get off saying he's had a mental decline? You monster!
You have the answer to that, Katie. When was the Jake Tapper thing?
Yeah, that happened in October of 2020.
October 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But it was already in the half of America believed his brain didn't work period. I mean, it wasn't a crazy notion. It was like right. It was not like saying Kamala Harris is showing decline.
Right, right. Indeed, all of that was to lead up to this in a remarkable exchange on mortally annoying Caesar haircutted Chuck Todd's podcast this week. Chucky and Politico's Jonathan Martin admitted that high-level Democrats have been saying for years, that Joe Biden's in rough mental shape and not up to another term in office. Jonathan Martin says, Chuck, I'm skeptical Biden's ever going to drop out, even if he has a terrible press conference talking about the NATO. Politicians in the Democratic Party have shown the last few days, a lot of them simply don't have the courage of their convictions. They're not going to stand up and say in public what they've been telling folks like us in private for years. This is not a new story. John, I'm not going to out the cabinet secretary, but I had a cabinet secretary 2 years ago. Okay, 2 years ago, ask out of the blue to me, do you really think he can't run again like this? And I said, you have more interaction than I do. He said, I don't have a lot of interaction with him. This was a pretty senior cabinet secretary 2 years ago. This is one of those classic open secrets, non-versation, right? It's the story everybody knows and everybody was afraid to talk about. And Jonathan Martin says, Chuck, we actually had this conversation about the non-versation last year. I know we did. You used that word. Yeah, we've chronicled this. Look, for those who want to say the media's as good as the sources that don't lie to us are. But you had sources telling you the truth. Exactly. And I always say there are certain things about a job. The job of a journalist is to observe. And sometimes the most important observations are what don't happen versus what does happen. Absolutely, the dog that is not barking, and they go in and they just agree, yeah, it's been clear for a very long time, but we couldn't say anything.
Couldn't say anything? Why?
They did not state it outwardly, but I think I am familiar enough with the D.C. culture to answer that question and say, because that would have made that would have put them outside the herd. The herd of the Washington elite. Read Mark Leibovich's This Town. You'll get it.
Man, I can't wait till the books are written. And it'll take a while before you get the real, honest story. But it's going to be fascinating.
And what's interesting is neither guy says, I couldn't report it because my conversations were off the record. They willingly didn't report it. Shocking, but not surprising.
Armstrong and Getty.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.